This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A two-car crash early Saturday evening at Locust Grove took the life of an Independence County woman. State Police Corporal Jeremy Hughes, who investigated the accident, said 57-year-old Maudie Paul of 6595 Heber Springs Road was killed when the Oldsmobile she was a passenger in was hit broadside by a BMW. Hughes said the BMW was driven by 45-year-old Christopher Colbath of Bentonville, Arkansas. It failed to stop at the Highway 14 and 25 intersection at Locust Grove and struck broadside the Oldsmobile driven by Paul's husband, 59-year-old Jerry Paul. Corporal Hughes said the Paul vehicle overturned on impact and came to rest in the ditch. Colbath and Jerry Paul were injured and treated locally at the medical center, then transferred to UAMS in Little Rock. Maudie Paul's death was the ninth on Arkansas highways this year. Southside High School will have a special guest on campus this evening. U.S. Congressman Rick Crawford is coming for a visit and presentation. Southside Superintendent Roger Rich
said he will be on our campus Monday night, January the 9th. He wants to meet our kids and do a presentation at our board meeting that night for our ag department and for our kids. So we're extremely proud of that recognition, and that's super for our kids and for our school district.
Southside Superintendent Roger Rich. And finally, a two-vehicle accident inside the Ash Flat city limits resulted in the death of a man from Ash Flat. State police say a Freightliner driven by Ronald Van Duzer of Independence, Missouri, was traveling south on U.S. 167 and missed a turn. Police say he then attempted a U-turn at the southern part of the city limits of Ash Flat when a vehicle driven by 81-year-old Bobby J. Mooney and traveling north struck the right side of the Freightliner's trailer. Mooney was killed in the accident, Van Duzer not injured. Police say the roadway was damp and a light rain was falling at the time of the accident.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.